你知道他是谁？
Do you know who this is?
哇，很厉害啊。
Very good, Thomas Edison.
他就是，他是电脑，他就是爱迪生。
This is Thomas Edison.
他是世界上最伟大的一个发明家。
He's the greatest inventor in the world.
单单在美国呢，他有超过1000个专利权呢。
Just in the United States alone, he has over 1,000 patents.
我们所用的楼心机啊、录音机啊、电影电报都是他发明的。
Everything pretty much that we can think of, including recorder, telegraphs, light bulbs, are invented by him.
他最出名的就是电灯泡。
His most famous invention is the light bulb.
其实呢，电灯泡不是他发明的。
In truth, he did not invent the light bulb.
但是呢，从前的电灯泡呢是寿命很短，价钱很贵的。
But before him, light bulb was very expensive and has a very short lifespan.
他的目的就是要发明一个那很内用还有价钱不高的一个电灯泡。
His purpose was to invent a light bulb that was both practical, long-lived, and also inexpensive.
但是呢，他花了很久呢，才都想不出来。
But it took him quite a long time, and he still could not think of a solution.
其实呢，我们现在从他的实验室里面发现呢，有一本40000页的笔记。
Today we were able to find in from his old shop that there was actually a notebook about 40,000 pages thick.
里面呢，是在他用了1600种不同的原料去做这个电灯泡。
And in it, we found that he used up to 1,600 different materials to invent a light bulb.
结果呢，在179年呢，他就想出来了。
Finally, he succeeded in 1879.
就是用一个钨丝放在一个差不多真空的瓶子里面呢，就可以。就是我们现在的电灯泡。
So he actually found that he could use tungsten in a vacuum tube, and he was able to successfully invent the light bulb as we know it today.
你知道钨丝是什么来的？他当时发现的。
How did he discover tungsten to be used in the light bulb?
其实呢，就是我们他当时用的就是他说 carbonized 的碳布，就是这个碳化的竹啊。就是 bamboo.
So he actually, what he did was he carbonized some bamboo.
就是他这条钨丝。
Use as the inside the light bulb. Electrical.
你知道为什么爱迪生会成功呢？
So what was the secret to his success?
人家说因为他是一个天才。
Some people said he's a genius.
其实他说不是的。
But he says that he was not a genius.
他讲过一句话，他说 ：“Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration。”
他自己曾经说过一句话：“天才呢是是他叫一趴是一分是是有灵感的，但是其实99分呢是汗水所流出来的结果成果。”
他翻得比我更好。所以他的成功其实就是他能够在他失败里面学习。
So his secret was to be able to find success in his failure.
你看见他的笔记有40000页。
You look at his notebook, you have 40,000 pages thick.
就是他不要再犯同一个错误。
The point of all this is that he learned from his mistakes and he did not want to repeat the same mistakes.
其实做基督徒也是同一个道理。
Now we can apply the same principle in our Christian walk.
如果我们跌倒犯罪的事上学了功课，我们就不会在同一个地方犯罪。
If we were able to learn from our mistakes when we fall, then we will not repeat the same mistakes once again.
今天呢，我们就来研究亚伯拉罕的失败。
So let's investigate one of Abraham's failures.
所以呢，我们希望在他的失败里面呢，学习一些功课。
That we may learn some lessons from Abraham's failure.
我们知道，如果我们刚刚念了第20章呢，其实这个事情呢，亚伯拉罕在创世纪12章里面呢，已经犯了同一样的错误。
As we read chapter 20, we realize that this is not the first time that Abraham made the same mistake.
他曾经呢，基本上两个事情是差不多完全一样。
The two incidents are virtually identical.
他就是去了一个陌生的地方。
The story is that he came to a strange land.
他人家呢，因为抢了他的太太，就把他杀掉。
And he was afraid that the ruler of that foreign land would kill him for the sake of Sarah, his wife.
所以呢，他就告诉他的太太，你可不可以撒谎说我你是他是亚伯拉罕的妹子。
And so he instructed Sarah to lie to others that he is her brother.
那么
he is his sister.
那么呢，结果真的给人抢了他的太太。
And indeed, the rulers took Sarah away.
两次呢都是给人发觉。
But both times, it was before anything could happen, the truth came out.
那么呢都是神保守他呢，所以他没有发生什么事情。
And both times, because of God's protection, nothing happened.
为什么亚伯拉罕会在同一个事情呢跌倒两次呢？
Why did Abraham failed twice on the same issue.
是不是他没有从他的失败里面学习功课呢？
Is it because he did not learn from his first mistake or first failure?
其实大部分人呢都不会从失败里面学习功课的。
To be honest, most people probably does not learn from their mistakes.
我相信为什么世上只有一个爱德生，就是原因就是简直，因为我们大部分人都是犯了同一个错误，又犯又犯。
This is probably the reason why there is only one Thomas Edison, because the people most often repeat their mistakes over and over again.
但是我还是想分析为什么亚伯拉罕会再一次犯同一个错误。
But I still would like to analyze why Abraham would actually repeat his mistakes here.
因为如果我们留心的时候，我们的确可以不会犯同一样好像亚伯拉罕的错误。
Because if we take care, we may be able to prevent ourselves from repeating the same mistakes as Abraham did here.
第一个我想指出来的，亚伯拉罕他为什么犯罪呢？因为他分析上面有失败了。就是 analyze.
I think why Abraham failed this time is because he failed in his analysis.
就是其实呢他不是完全没有从他的过去里面学到东西的。
Actually, it is not that he did not learn anything from his past failure.
因为呢如果你比较十二章跟二十章上面呢有一个分别。
Because if you actually compare the passages from chapter 12 and chapter 20, there is a significant difference.
十二章呢发生在埃及。
First, chapter 12 happened in Egypt.
二十章呢其实发生在迦南地。
And chapter 20 occurred in Canaan.
可能呢当十二章里面亚伯拉罕犯罪以后呢，他的结论就是，可能他为什么犯罪呢？因为他去了埃及。
So it could be that Abraham concluded he only sinned because in chapter 12 because he was at Egypt at the time.
这个可能是其中一个原因。
Perhaps this is one reason.
因为我们讲过了，迦南地呢是神所当时是给亚伯拉罕是神的祝福的一个地方。
Because Canaan, as you remember, is the land that God had promised to Abraham as his.
但是我相信呢，其实亚伯拉罕犯罪呢有一个更重要、更基本的一个原因。
But I think there is a more fundamental reason why Abraham sinned again this time.
你知道我们人呢，很多时候我们犯罪的时候呢，我们只看见表面上的一些问题。
As you know, often when people sin, we only focus on the superficial issues.
好像呢，很多人呢，他谈到婚姻上面的问题的时候呢，他们就结论就是他们在沟通上面有问题。
For example, when many people discuss about marital problems, oftentimes they only focus on the problems as one of communication.
很多时候他们说我们男人呢思想的方法跟女人呢是不一样的。
And, they would say, a man's, thinking is different from how women think.
就好像一个人呢从金星所来，一个人从火星所来，我们想法是不一样的。
Like some, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, they have a different, thought patterns.
所以呢，他们觉得解决婚姻的问题呢，就是你解决沟通的问题就可以了。
So they feel that, as long as you can solve the communication problem, then marital problems can also be solved.
他们的这个讲法对不对呢？
Are they right?
你可以说对，但是太肤浅了。
You can say they are right, but this is, too superficial a view.
我问你啊，你骂人的时候。为什么你骂人？
Let me ask you, if you, rebuke somebody, why do you do so?
你骂人是不是你沟通有问题？
If you rebuke somebody, is it because you have trouble communicating?
不是啊。
No.
是因为你觉得这个人讨厌，所以你骂他吗？
Because, you think this, this person is, irksome.
OK. 所以耶稣讲到我们讲话的时候呢，他指出一个问题。
So, Jesus has mentioned one problem when we speak.
这个就是马太福音呢十五章十八到十九节呢，他耶稣简直他讲到唯独出口的是从心里发出来，这才误会人，因为从心里发出来的有恶念，有凶舌，有奸淫、苟合。偷渡、妄证、放毒。
So Jesus actually identified the cause or the root problem in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. It says, "But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean."
我们沟通有问题是因为我们内心有问题。
We have communication problem because we have problems of our heart.
如果我们没有了解这个问题的根本上的一个原因的时候，其实我们没有办法去改变我们的行为。
Unless we understand the root cause of our problems, we cannot change our behavior.
因为你的解决的方法很可能呢，只是一个只能改变你外表的一些行动。
Because unless you know the root cause, the solutions you take can only change superficially what appears to be the problem.
亚伯拉罕他有一个很根本上的问题，就是他不老实。
Abraham's root problem is that he's not an honest person.
他没有想过这个是他的问题。
He never really realized that this is his problem.
因为你看在二十章十三节，他回答这个王帝的时候呢，你就发觉呢，他好像一点都不觉得他不对。
Because if you look at chapter, look back in today's passage in chapter 20, when Abraham was answering the king.Abimelech, you notice that Abraham did not really feel ashamed.
他一直都是用这个欺骗的方法。他说他离开他的家乡的时候，常常一直就是告诉他的太太，告诉人你是我是你的哥哥，来保护他自己。
In fact, he used the same tactic all these years whenever he went anywhere to protect himself.
如果呢，他没有看见他。根本上的问题的时候呢，他不会改变他欺骗人的习惯。
So unless he realizes his root problem, he would not change his behavior of deceiving others.
很多人他失败的原因呢，就是因为他们分食自己的问题的时候，这个结论是错误。
And the reason many people repeat their mistakes is because when they analyze their own problem, they come to the wrong conclusion.
他们的结论是什么呢？为什么我会做错事啊？因为别人的错，因为这个环境的错，因为是这个社会的错。
So the conclusion many people come to when they fail is that it's other people's fault. It's because of the environment. It's everything else is themselves.
所以他们解决方法的方法是什么？就是改变他们的环境。
So the way they try to solve the problem is to change what's around them, the surroundings.
我认识一个家庭呢。
So I realized I knew this family.
有一次呢，这个儿子呢，跟我说他爸爸有病。
One day, the son came to me and told me that his father is ill.
他说你劝他去看病吗？
So he asked me to talk his father to seek medical help.
那么我问他，那么你爸爸有什么病呢？
So I asked him, what sickness does your father have?
他说他有忧郁症。
So the son said, my dad has depression.
他常常打电话来给我。
He often calls me.
还有呢，他有的时候，因为一些事情很忧虑的时候呢，他就，就好像不会做其他事情，一直在想这些忧虑的事情。
And whenever he feels depressed, he would just sit there ruminating on such things and would not do anything else.
如果你跟他谈话呢，可能他会大发脾气。
And he would get angry if you try to talk him out of it.
其实我认识这个家庭呢很久了。
Actually, I knew this family for a long time.
我发觉这个问题呢不一定是在他这个爸爸身上。
And I realized the problem may not be on his father.
为什么我简直讲呢？
Why do I say this?
因为这个儿子呢其实已经30岁了。
Because this son is already 30 years old.
他大学毕业。
He graduated from college.
他不愿意出去打工。
And he doesn't want to work.
因为他觉得呢出去打工，其实他有尝试有试过，但是他说出去打工呢受人家气。
He doesn't want to go work, even though he has tried in the past, because he says he gets other people take advantage of him.
所以他就说我要做老板。
So he says I want to be the boss.
然后结果怎么样呢？就在 eBay 上面卖卖东西。
So all he does is trade on the eBay.
妈妈最喜欢是什么呢？
What does his mother like to do?
他妈妈最喜欢在家里面打麻将。
So his mother, the one thing his mother likes to do is stay home and play 麻将。
另外就是呢，很喜欢买东西。
And also shopping.
全家三个人里面唯一一个工作的就是这个爸爸。
So the only real income is falls on his father.
你知道这个爸爸已经今年68岁了。
Now you realize that the father is already 68 years old.
如果我是这个爸爸，你说我担忧不担忧？
So if I am the father, wouldn't I get worried about the future also?
所以我最后就跟这个儿子说。
So I finally told this son.
我告诉他，如果你好像平常人一样找一份工作。
If you are like everybody else who actually has a job.
早晨去工作。晚上回来家。
So you know, hold a 9-to-5 job, you go to work like everybody else in the morning and come home in the evening like everybody else.
我想你爸爸不会一天打电话给你。
I don't think your dad would call you every single day.
你知道我们人为什么犯罪？
Why do we sin?
因为我们没有看到我们本身的问题。
Because we do not see our own problem, our sin.
耶稣曾经这样子说。
Jesus once said.
他说在马太福音第七章第三跟第五节里面说。
From Matthew chapter 7 verses 3 and 5.
他说为什么看见你弟兄眼中的刺却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
第五节说先除掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才看得清楚。去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Verse 5, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
如果你没有看见自己的问题的时候，你很难去改变你自己。
Unless you see your own problem, it's difficult to change.
更难改变人这样。
It's difficult to change yourself, and it's even more difficult to change others.
如果你真的要在你失败里面去学习的时候，
If you want to truly learn from your mistakes,
那么你就有一个正确的分析你自己。
You need to analyze yourself in truth.
我们知道这个其实是很难的。
Now, this is not easy.
因为我们人都是很爱我们自己。
Because we love ourselves.
唯一的方法其实就是圣灵在我们心里面去让我们看见我们的问题。
So the only way we can examine ourselves truthfully is via the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经说圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Because the scripture tells us the Holy Spirit is the voice of truth.
他能把这个事实告诉我们。
He can tell us what is truly the real.
第二个原因呢，为什么亚伯拉罕失败呢？就是因为他在看事情的角度上面失败。
The another reason why Abraham failed is because his false perspective.
他没有从神的角度去看事情。
He did not see things from the God's perspective.
换句话说呢，就是神觉得很重要的事情呢，他自己没有觉得很重要。
In other words, he did not look with concern the things that God really feels are most significant.
我看二十章的时候呢，有一件事情，我觉得我不知道你们有没有留意啊。
As I read chapter 20, I wonder if you have noticed something that I did pick up.
就是在第六节里面呢，神告诉这个王帝，就是我防止你犯罪，娶撒拉的原因呢，就是难着你得罪我。
In verse 6, God said to Abimelech, Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her.
第二个发觉，就是神讲到我们犯罪的时候呢，其实他的对象，犯罪的对象是犯罪得罪神。
You notice that when we sin against God.
这个是我圣经的角度跟我们人的角度一个很大的分别。
This is a most significant difference between how we view sin and how God views sin.
所有罪其实最后我们所得罪的就是神。
Because ultimately, all sin sins against God.
另外一样事情呢， 你看见呢，亚伯拉罕没有看见他犯罪的严重性呢，严重的程度呢，就是从二十章十一节到十三节里面你看出来。
Now we can also see how Abraham took his sin lightly and did not realize how serious this is by looking at verses 11 and 13.
他觉得他撒谎的原因其实就是为了保护自己。
He felt that the reason he lied was to protect himself.
那么还解释了为什么我要保护自己。
And he even gave an explanation as why he need to protect himself.
因为他说，因为你们是不敬畏神的吗？
Because he said, of course, there is surely no fear of God in this place.
所以你们不敬畏神，我当然要用一个方法去保护自己，那么就是撒谎了。
So since you do not fear God, then the only way I can protect myself is by lying.
还有就是，其实我这个谎话也不是完全是谎话。
And second of all, my lie is truly, is really not a lie.
因为我的太太萨拉的确是我的同父异母的一个妹妹。
Because Sarah truly is my half sister.
所以呢，她没有看见就是她犯罪的严重性。
As we see Abraham giving himself excuses here, he did not realize the seriousness of his sin.
但是从神的角度，亚伯拉罕所做的事情却是一个很严重的事情。
But from God's perspective, this is indeed a very serious sin.
因为他一个小小的谎话的时候呢，就令到这个皇帝去犯罪。
Because he almost led this king to sin by his lies.
因为这个皇帝以为呢，这个真的是他妹妹，差一点呢就把他杀来了。娶她成为他的妻子。
Because Abimelech really thought that Sarah was Abraham's sister and almost married her.
这个其实在神的眼里面也是很严重，所以呢，神就要罚这个皇帝。
And this was a serious offense against God. So God's punishment was on the doorstep of this king.
所以第三节呢，神说你是一个死人呢，跟这个王帝说。
So in verse 3, God came to Abimelech in a dream and told him, you are as good as dead.
第七节呢，他说如果你不把撒拉还给亚伯拉罕的时候呢，你和你所有的人都必要死了。
And in verse 7, God told Abimelech, if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die.
你有没有想过呢？我们的行为会使人犯罪。
Have you ever thought that the result of your sin may have consequences that cause others to sin?
我记得呢，有一次在神学院呢，我们都会有好像，早会的时候，就是 chapel time。
During I remember my time here in seminary, we would have a chapel time.
那么完了这个时间以后呢，我有一个年轻的教授就站起来，他说。
One day, after the chapel time was over, a young professor stood up.
他的意思就是，你们姊妹可不可以可怜我们的弟兄？
His point was, can you sisters have sympathy on brothers?
就是穿衣服穿得端庄一点。
That be more a bit more conservative in how you dress.
我知道很多时候姊妹穿衣服，这是好，特别就是夏天，凉快一点。
I know that many sisters, especially during the summer, they would like dress a little bit more exposed.
这但是你有没有想过，你简直穿衣服可能成为一个弟兄的一个绊脚石。
But have you ever thought that the way you dress might cause other brothers to sin?
这个就是耶稣在马太福音里面去警告我们的。
So in Matthew, Jesus also warned us.
就是十八章第七节，耶稣说：“这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。”
In 18:7, woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come.
你有没有看见，如果我们使人犯罪，爱神的角度是一个很严重的一个罪。
So if we cause other people to fall from God's perspective, this is a very serious offense.
第三个原因为什么亚伯拉罕失败呢？就是他在计算上面，错误了。
计算。
Calculation.
The third reason why Abraham failed was because he failed in his or he miscalculated.
二十一章呢是记载的他的。一个儿子出生就是以撒。
In chapter 21, recorded the birth of Isaac.
但是呢，我们看下去呢，就发现原本是一个很高兴的一个事情，却成为一个家庭上面的一个冲突。
What is supposed to be a happy occasion, unfortunately turned into a focal point for a very serious family conflict.
因为呢，我们知道呢，亚伯拉罕在十六章的时候呢，他等不来神赐他一个儿子呢，就听他太太的话，去娶了另外一个一个人，就是撒甲。
Because Abraham did not wait for God, but instead listened to Sarah, his wife, to accomplish what God had promised him, and married Hagar, Sarah's servant girl, and gave birth to Ishmael.
这个事情发生到二十一章的时候，其实已经距离了有十四年的时间。
Now, this incident from the time that happened until the birth of Isaac, 14 years have passed.
亚伯拉罕没有想过，他一个错误在十四年前呢，他十四年后还要给这个后果，犯罪的后果。
Abraham did not realize because of his miscalculation.The sin that he committed 14 years earlier, he will still reap the fruit of 14 years later.
最后他面对一个确定，就是要把他第一个儿子，就是以实玛利亚去要赶出去。
And so he faced a difficult decision that 14 years later, that he has to send his son Ishmael away.
如果他知道当如果他知道他有二十一章这个结果，大概他在十六章不会这么容易去犯罪。
If he knew what he knew now, 14 years later, the decision he has to face, I'm sure that he would have much hesitation to commit the same sin back in chapter 16.
其实我们犯罪的时候常常犯这个错误。
Now, when we sin, oftentimes we commit the same mistake.
这是我们没有看见罪背后的一个很重的一个后果。
That is, we do not see the seriousness of the sin's consequence.
很多时候你眼前的快乐，你要用一生之久去偿还这个罪的后果。
We often pay our lifetime of our debts to the consequences of sin simply for a momentary pleasure.
我有一次跟一个职业的开车的人呢谈话聊天。
One day I was talking to a professional driver.
嗯哼，我就问他，你常常在路上开车，遇到这么多人不守规矩的，你会有什么反应呢？
So I asked him, since you drive for a living, you see many people who do not obey the traffic signals. What's your thoughts about that?
就我们常常遇见呢，好像这些人呢，不停这个 stop sign 呢，好像这个大路小路出大路，他也不停下来啊，不slow down 了。我们常常见到这些事情。
So we often see people who don't stop during stop signs, people who do not give the right of way when they come out from a smaller road onto a larger road.
那么我就问他，你的反应是怎么样
？So I asked him, what's your reaction to all this?
他说还是让他们呢。
And he said, I still give the right of way to them.
我说为什么呢？如果发生交通意外，还是你赢啊？还是他要赔你啊？为什么你还是要让他们
？And say, why do you give them right away? Even if accident were to occur, you would be the one in the right in the law of court.
他说没错的吧？他说没错。
He said you're right about that.
但是他觉得不值得。
But it's not worth it.
因为如果真的发生意外的时候呢？这会浪费他很多时间。
Because once accidents does happen, it will waste my time.
还有呢，就是保险保他也通常都赔不足够的这个数目。
And further, insurance doesn't really cover the full amount of the damage.
我跟他讲完这段话以后呢，改变我开车跟我做人的很多决定。
After this conversation with him, it actually changed a lot of my philosophy on life and how I drive and also how I do things.
就是我做一个确定的时候，我会计算够紧急，值不值得做这个确定。
So many things I do now, before I commit myself, I calculate the consequences.
特别就是人与人之间的关系。
Especially in people-to-people relationships.
好像做夫妻这么多年了。
For example, being in marriage for so many years,
你就是为了这一点点东西去吵架吗？
Is it really worthwhile to get into an argument for some small thing?
就是你对。
Even if you are right,
也不值得去破坏这个关系。
It's probably not worthwhile to damage the relationship.
同样在教会里面也是一样。
Similarly in church,
所以呢，保罗呢提醒我们。
So Paul reminds us，
在以弗所书第四章里面呢，他说凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，切力保守圣灵所赐合一为一的心。以弗所书四章二到三节。
So Paul also in Ephesians 4:2-3， be completely humble and gentle, be patient.Bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
其中有一件事情亚伯拉罕没有计算在里面的。
And there is something also that Abraham failed to take into account.
就是当他犯罪的时候，其实他隐藏神的救赎计划。
That when he sinned, he almost impacted upon God's plan of salvation.
你看二十章的时候呢，有一句话。神这个作者呢常常强调的。
In chapter 20, there is something that the author has emphasized.
就是在第四节呢，他谈到这个王亚比米勒呢还没有亲近撒拉。
Now in verse 4, please note that now Abimelech had not gone near her.
在二十一章里面呢，他也强调一点的。
And also in chapter 21,
在十节里，第十节里面，他讲到为什么撒拉要把以实玛利赶出去呢？就是他不希望以实玛利跟他的儿子以撒一同承受这个产业。
And also mentioned the reason that Sarah sent Ishmael away, for that slave woman's son will never share an inheritance with my son Isaac.
就是亚伯拉罕两次犯罪。
Abraham sinned twice.
两次都把神的救赎计划放在一个很危险的一个情况底下。
And both times, through his sin, Abraham twice jeopardized God's plan of salvation.
因为神要通过亚伯拉罕去祝福这个世界。
Because it was through Abraham that God's plan was to save this world.
那么这个他的神的祝福就是其实通过以撒。
And the blessing will need to come through Isaac.
以撒就是撒拉的儿子。
And Isaac was the son of Sarah.
所以如果撒拉给人抢走了，那么其实这个儿子是生不出来。
So if Sarah was taken away, then there will be no Isaac.
如果以撒跟这个以实玛利去争亚伯拉罕的财产呢，这个也成为神的祝福一个很大的一个问题。
And if Isaac and Ishmael began to fight over Abraham's inheritance, this will also adversely affect on the salvation plan.
这个就是为什么在二十章、二十一章，你都看见神呢很主动的去保护亚伯拉罕。
And this is why in chapters 20 and 21 we see God actively intervening to protect Abraham.
因为他不想他的救赎计划给亚伯拉罕所破坏。
Because he does not want his salvation plan to be jeopardized by Abraham's sin.
其实当我们犯罪的时候，隐藏神的救恩去传扬出去。
When we sin, we oftentimes impede God's plan of salvation to His gospel to be spread to others.
但是神很多时候很有怜悯，他会因为他的计划去保护我们。
But God is merciful, and for His own sake and for the sake of His own gospel, He protects us.
我记得呢，我刚信耶稣以后呢，发生一件事情。
I remember when I became a Christian.For not too long a period, something happened.
我当时大概是中学二年级。
I was about a sophomore at the time in high school.
Okay, 其实是 seventh grade.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in seventh grade at the time.
我很希望去学校的露营。
I really wanted to go camping.
很难得学校就办一个露营。
It was not often that the school sponsored a camping trip.
那么我就告诉我的父母我要去。
So I told my parents that I really wanted to go.
你知道我家里面从来没有人去过露营的当时。
Now you realize that nobody in my family actually has ever gone on a camping trip before.
因为我父母觉得太危险。
Because my parents thought it was too dangerous.
但是我太想去了，所以呢，我在家里面呢写，好像当时的写大字不。报一样写在家里面说我要去露营。
So I actually posted up in my home posters stating my wish that I want to go.
最后父母说好了，你可以跟学校去了。
So finally my parents agreed and said fine, go.
但是呢，因为这一年报名的人太多，我最后没有给学校选上。
Unfortunately, there were too many people who signed up, so that year I was not selected to go by the school.
所以我就自己说。
So I said to myself,
这么难得才给父母才给我们，我去。
It was such an effort to just get my parents to give their permission.
那么我就去啊，跟同学去。不是跟学校去，跟同学去啊。
Fine, I'll go on my own with my friends, not with the school.
这个也不是一个很大的方法。
It's not a bad idea.
所以我就告诉父母，哎，我去露营啊。
So I told my parents, yeah, I'm going camping.
他说是不是学校这个我也不出去呢？这样子，我就打算暑假的时候去露营呢。
So they asked me, so school sponsoring this, right? And I said, yeah, whatever. And then and I didn't really say anything.
到最后，其实我不知道露营要预备什么的，我只知道要预备食物。
now I was actually quite ignorant because I had never gone camping before, so I didn't know what to bring on a camping trip. I just needed to bring some food.
录音这一天，其实就我们香港夏天的时候会打风的嘛，就挂风球就不能去了。
So on the day of the camping trip, there was actually a big storm.
我常常想，为什么神防止我犯罪
？So I couldn't go. But then later on, I thought, why was it that God prevented me from sinning?
因为他要，可能我自己去了以后呢，就很危险。
It is because I was ill prepared. If I had actually gone, it would have been dangerous.
如果去了以后才打风的时候呢，更危险。
Now if I had gone and the storm came after I had gone, it would be even more dangerous.
如果打风的时候别人发觉这个不是实操办的露营呢，那么就更糟糕了。
Now if I had gone and the storm came and then people found out that I was going on my own without a book school sponsorship, that would even be absolutely horrible.
我不知道学校会不会把我赶出去。
I don't know if the school would just kick me out.
但是我知道我的父母可能永远不会相信我。
But I probably would have lost the trust of my parents for the rest of their lives.
但是神因为他的怜悯去防止我犯罪是去防止我犯罪得罪他。
But because of God's mercy, prevented me from committing this offense.
基督徒会不会犯罪呢？
Now, can Christians sin?
会的。
Of course.
但是我们希望在我们失败里面学习。
But I hope that we can learn from our failures.
如果你真的失败的时候，我希望你不要灰心。
Now, do not give up if were you to fall.
因为圣经在以赛亚书66章第二节里面有一句话。
For in Isaiah chapter 66,
他说我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔听我的话站经的人。
Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
如果我们真的很认真地去面对神。
Now, if we face, we truly take an effort to face the Lord,
我们为了我们所犯的罪在神面前去悔改。
And we are contrite in heart and repent, truly repent in front of the Lord.
我们因为神的话会战惊
And that we tremble at his word.
神会看顾我们的
The Lord looks after us.
神会保护我们
The Lord will protect us from sin.
我们祈祷
Let's pray.
亲爱的神
Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你的怜悯
We thank you for your mercy.
因为我们知道我们常常犯罪
Because we often sin.
但是我们求神你帮助我们
But we ask you to help us.
提醒我们
And to remind us.
甚至防止我们犯罪
And to prevent us from sinning.
因为我们希望我们真的是一个敬畏你的人
Because we want ourselves to truly be ones who fear you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
Listen to our prayers. In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.